Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining a question which is related to one of the surahs of the Holy Quran, and that surah is Surah Nas. In this surah, God Almighty asks the Holy Prophet and indirectly asks us to seek refuge in him from the insinuations and temptations of the devil. However, he refers to himself using three attributes. That is, Rabbin Nas, meaning the Lord of men, Malikin Nas, the king or the sovereign who rules man, and Ilahin Nas, the object of worship of men. So the question we want to ask is, first of all, why does God refer to himself using these three epithets and names and qualities? And then why is it that these three have been mentioned in the order that they have been? So we can say that the reason why he mentions these three qualities is that when a person is faced with a danger, obviously he refers and he seeks refuge in the being that can repel these dangers. And the being that can repel these dangers is the being that has these three attributes. First of all, it is a being that secures his needs, one of which is the repulsion of this danger. Secondly, it is a being that has the power to do so, right? For example, if there's a being that says, hey, I'm going to take care of you. Let's say that there's a person, he says, I'm going to take care of you, right? And then you refer to him, but this person is weak. He doesn't have the power to do anything. You know, doesn't have the power to take care of you, right? And obviously, this person is not a person you would seek refuge in when you are faced with a danger, right? He has to be, first of all, has to be a person who has taken up the responsibility to take care of you. Secondly, you should have a person that has the power to do so. Right? Without the power to do so, then it's going to be meaningless to seek refuge in him. God Almighty has these two attributes, right? So it is his responsibility as our Creator to take care of us and to repel these dangers from us. Secondly, he is a Malik, the Malik of people. He's the king and sovereign over people, meaning he has the power to take care of us and to repel these dangers from us. And finally, he is the Ilahin Nas, meaning he is the object of worship of men. Right? When we say he's the object of worship of men, it probably and possibly refers to the fact that God Almighty, he wants us to purely and sincerely worship him. He wants us to sincerely and purely worship him and worship nothing else, right? And turn and orient ourselves towards him, right? So this could possibly be an allusion to the fact that God Almighty, not only is his function to take care of us and that he has the power to do so, but that he also wants us to, right, turn towards him and orient ourselves towards him in these times of danger, right? Otherwise, if there's a being that whose function is and whose job it is to take care of us, and he has the power to do so, but doesn't really have any desire to do so, and doesn't want us to, turn to him and orient ourselves towards him, then this person obviously should not be a person in whom we should seek refuge, right? So these three qualities put together, right, make God deserving of being the object and the being in whom we should seek refuge in these times of danger, in these times when of times of spiritual danger, when the devil tempts us and he whispers to us and he seeks to divert us from the straight path. So this is the reason why God Almighty mentions these three attributes in this surah and asks us to refer to these three attributes, right, when we are faced with this spiritual danger. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the first three verses of Surah Nas and the three attributes of God mentioned therein. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key. on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.